Welcome to Shout Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Durden. The golden age of gospel music, roughly 1945 to 1970, was also the golden age of gospel quartets. The best-known quartet, the Dixie Hummingbirds, were so big that they had their own B-team, of sorts, the Sons of the Birds. The Sons served as a training group where promising young singers learned the songs, choreography, and rules of the parent group. They even had their own theme song. When a member of the Hummingbirds was sick or left, there was a singer in their exact same range with the Sons of the Birds, who already knew their songs and was ready to step in. Well, I don't know if the famous Spiritual Sons were a minor league quartet for anybody in particular, but they were mighty good on their own. In the early 1960s, the group recorded for Sharp Records, which was distributed by the Mighty Savoy label. Other Sharp releases include songs by the Caravans, and one of my all-time favorite Staple Singers releases, This May Be My Last Time. The Spiritual Sons' best-known recording for Sharp is He Don't Know You. This is a classic rave-up with trumpet-voiced lead singer testifying and shouting over a tight, close harmony quartet, with the uncredited organist soloing like crazy underneath. You know, there's a ragged beauty to this wonderful 45, a beauty that can only come from a bunch of guys singing their hearts out to God. And that's pretty much everything I know about the famous Spiritual Sons, except that they probably deserve to be a whole lot more famous today. I'm Robert Darden. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments, is produced by KWBU, the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries, and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.